Dennis Bathory-Kitts, thank you so much for coming into VPR Classical.
Well, thank you. This is great.
And I just have to hear you say the name of your new book.
What? With 9 A's. What? I don't get classical music. Which was actually a quote from an email I got from a student, which was the inspiration for the book. It was a class of 10, and of those, only two had classical music background. Among the others, they were music theater and jazz, and so their background was not in classical music. They had no idea how to listen to it, and so one of them braved the email to me and said he needed help, and I said, oh my gosh, I didn't realize.
So your subtitle is A Self-Help Desperation Guide.
That's right.
And that sort of opens the door for anyone can access this, and it
yes.
seems like it's written in a very accessible way.
Yeah, it's conversational. I've discovered over the years that people look at you with kind of a glazed expression when you say classical music. And I think it's true of any VPR listener, too. You know, your listeners listen to this station, and then they go to groups of friends, and they talk about classical music, and there's no expectation of what that means. And so we're in a situation where if we love this realm, our enthusiasm is not met with an enthusiasm from other folks necessarily. So this is that kind of, I'm going to talk to you about this stuff. Here it is. It's not, first of all, it's not intimidating. It's not elitist. It's just another form of music. It happens to be one that has quite a long history. In my book, I try to present pieces that many of which people have heard before. But they have no context for them. And I start very simply with something like Mary Had a Little Lamb and how it has patterns and structures. And every classical music piece has patterns and structures of some kind. And so if you know the little ones, gradually you know the big ones.
So there seems like a sort of inherent difficulty in putting on the page, writing about something that is so auditory. You know, it's an oral-only phenomenon, music. And it's hard to talk about it, too. Putting words to it at all is difficult, but especially if it's on the written page. How did you tackle that?
Well, first of all, yeah, my favorite quote, and its attribution has been lost in time, is writing about music is like dancing about architecture. And yes, you can, in fact, dance about architecture, but not everyone will get that. And the same with writing about music. So how did I tackle this? Well, I tackled it by linking on a web page that goes with the book almost 170 musical examples. You can't read the book without listening to the music.
You have a page in there that is just insults of famous composers.
Yes, oh, I love the insults. I love the insults.
Why the inclusion? Any particular favorites?
Well, no particular favorites. I love every composer insult that could possibly exist. And I included it because we're not people who are made out of marble. I won't do the exact quote, but something to that effect. As composers, I am a composer, by the way, I should point that out, and have been since my teens. We are regular folks. Now, I'm a baseball fan. That's another thing I love. I learned that from my grandfather. But if you watch baseball and you hear this constant rattling out of statistics, it makes no sense whatsoever. So if you're interested, you learn more. And that was the approach here. If you're interested, you learn more. And it's not an intellectual exercise. It's an experiential one. I've tried to, if I can, break down every one of the kind of elitist stereotypes about classical music that there are.
Well, it seems to be a pretty streamlined volume. Was
yes.
there did you find yourself wanting to go more technical with it than you were allowing yourself to based on the parameters that you set out to write it in?
I always overwrite. That I think that's a flaw of any artist. They always over-design, over-paint, over-write, over-compose, and then we have to edit like crazy. And my goal was a book that was 100 pages long. I mean, that's exactly my I wanted, no more than 100 pages. If I can't tell the story of Western classical music in 100 pages, I'm doing something wrong.
What's the real core nugget of what you would want people to take away from the book?
That they had forgotten that they read it, and that classical music became part of their lives.